Hello and welcome to Queer Talk. This is Lisa Howe, guest interviewer, and I'm here today with Jamie Fawcett from the Tennessee Transgender Political Coalition, which I'm probably going to call TTPC for the rest of the interview, Jamie, if you don't mind.
That's fine. Or we use TNTPC a lot of times, but whatever, how you ever want to do it, it's fine.
Okay. Jamie, tell us about your title with TTPC and what your role is.
Well, I am the secretary for the Tennessee Transgender Political Coalition. I take notes at the meetings. We have two a year, one in January and then one in the late summer. So I take meetings, I take the notes of all the meetings and then publish those on the email account so everybody who could not attend the meetings will know, what happened at the meetings and our budget and everything. When I go to other meetings, I take notes. Sometimes I'm the only one, or sometimes Marissa and myself and Vicky, who is the treasurer. And Marissa, by the way, is the president of the Tennessee Transgender Political Coalition. Mm-hmm. Sometimes all three of us get to go, and sometimes it's just me. But anyway, when I'm there, I like to take notes and publish those notes about certain meetings that I attend, because I go to other meetings with the Tennessee Suicide Prevention at the Oasis Center when they had open house, and other events that people other than myself would like to know that is going on in the state, and especially in Nashville.
Very good. And we're here to talk a lot about this 7th Annual Fundraiser Dinner. So give us some details about that, please.
Well, our dinner is very unique. We're hoping every year to have a bigger crowd, and we have been having bigger crowds. It's spaghetti, and we do take care of the vegetarians, too, and even the vegans. We try and have something for everybody, salad and spaghetti, and we have soft drinks and tea. We have a little get-together before, and with a little appetizers before the meal. Then we sit down for a while and have a great meal and get to know each other, people we haven't seen in a long time, newcomers. We accept everybody. It's not just for transgender people, but it's for allies and anybody who's interested in our work that we do. We have a guest speaker. This year we're having Beverly Marrero. She's an excellent lady. She's a Democrat from Memphis. She will be our keynote speaker. She has been the co-sponsors and all for a couple of our bills that we've had up in the legislative plaza before. So she is a great proponent of us, and so we're looking forward to hearing her speak and telling us more about what's coming up in the legislative session that's coming up in January and what has been going on. We are having this on Saturday, October the 22nd, at 6:30 at the Holy Trinity Community Church. It is right off of Charlotte Pike. It's right across from the Nashville West Police Station and, of course, the Nashville West Shopping Center. So it's in a great location, plenty of parking. It is on one level, so there are no steps to go up and down if people are afraid of steps. It is wheelchair accessible. And we've had our dinners here before. It's a great meeting place for our church. And it's $25 a person is what we're asking. And this is to help fund our events that we're going on around the state. But if people have any questions, they can email me at Jamie, J-A-I-M-E-E @FAU@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 615-498-4787. Vicky is the treasurer. Her email is Davis, D-A-V-I-S, .Vicky, V-I-C-K-I-E, @gmail.com.
And Jamie, is there a website that people can go to get information?
There is a website. It is ttgpac.com. And we'll have all the information. And besides our website, besides the dinner, you'll see some other interesting facts about items of people's interest that may, besides the dinner, they're going on. We've got the Mid-South Pride in Memphis, Gay Pride Parade, and an event where several of us are headed toward Memphis. And then the day after that, we're headed toward Chattanooga for that Pride event. And, of course, in Memphis, Dr. Marissa Richmond has been dubbed Grand Marshal. Excuse me, the Grand Marshal for the. She will be the co-marshal. The Grand Marshal for the parade, which is an awesome for her. She has done quite well for herself, and she has made us all very, very proud.
That is an honor. So you're going to have a big dinner and raise lots of money. Tell us, how does TTPC use the money?
Well, we raise money to help raise awareness. We print out flyers and other information, and plus we use it to help travel all around the state of Tennessee. We go to colleges. We have other events to let people know what the Tennessee Transgender Political Coalition is all about. We are for the whole state of Tennessee as far as the transgender people, but we don't exclude the gays or lesbians or bisexuals, but we do focus do a lot of our focus on the transgender population. But we go to let people know what we are doing. We go to Legislative Plaza, we go to meetings and stuff, and of course we invite all people, especially transgender people, when they can, to come out and be supportive, and to call their state senators and state legislators to let them know, to voice their opinion on certain issues that especially affect them, like ENDA, which is the Employment Non-Discrimination Act. Tennessee is not all-inclusive yet, and we're hoping that's one of the bills that we're trying to get through Congress. And the other one, of course, is the which we're desperately always been working on, of course, is the bill having to do with gender ID markers. And Tennessee is the only state that has a law, not a policy or anything else, but a law that states that you cannot change your birth certificate in any way, shape, or form. And that hinders a lot of transgender people from changing their gender markers. You can get a passport, of course, but that's over $100-something for to get a passport. But we want our birth certificates changed. If you're born in the state of Tennessee, we think this is unfair. You cannot change your name or anything else about your birth certificate on this. So that's what we're fighting for. We've been fighting this for several years, and we continue to fight for it. And we look forward to having this passed real soon.
Mm-hmm. I was on your website last night, and your group does a very good job of raising awareness. And another public figure that is doing a lot of raising awareness right now is Chaz Bono. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Chaz Bono, yes. Chaz Bono has been in the news for quite some time, especially when he came out and he's had his surgery and all. And, of course, his mom being a very public figure, and his dad was too, but very public figure out there, has gotten a lot of support from us and other LGBT people as well. But now he is really going to be on TV and really out there when he goes to Dancing on the Stars. We're planning a public viewing party downtown off of Church Street at Out Central. We will be having this event, and we will invite anybody who wants to come. We'll probably have some snacks and drinks there. We love to eat and drink. So we will be having that in support of him, and hoping that he wins. We hope that he does very, very well. And so we will be having that viewing party, and we encourage other participants to have viewing parties in their homes or in a public event to help with this.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. Chaz Bono and Hope Solo.
It should be fun to watch him dance. that would be pretty cool. He's not a small person. He's sort of a big person, and to watch him dance on the floor, and his partner's kind of petite. So yes, it should be very interesting to watch. But we are definitely pulling for him big time.
Jamie, any other? I know everyone can go to the website again, www.ttgpac.com. Mm-hmm. But any other upcoming events that you want to talk about?
Well, we were planning in November. We do this every year. You can go to Tennessee Transgender Day of Remembrance, or TDOR. They have a website, and they will give you information about what we do, plus people's names. What we do is a solemn occasion where we get together. We wish we didn't have to do this, but we do. And throughout the whole nation, in different venues, people will have candle lighting ceremonies and all. Look at and to remember those people who have lost their lives because they're transgender. Unfortunately, our list gets bigger every year. We've had a few more instances in Washington, D.C., unfortunately. But especially in the South, you know, people just are, you know, you talk about people being homophobic. Well, when you throw in the mix of transgender people, they really get, you know, just all bent out of shape. And so we have this Transgender Day of Remembrance to remember all those people who have lost their lives, either through suicide or the people have killed them. And this will be, I don't know the exact venue yet. This will probably be on the Vanderbilt campus that we've had before. And the exact date, it will be in mid-November. You can go on our website and get that information too as well. But what we do is we read the names, and not only are we reading the names, but when we read the names of the people in Tennessee, we actually read how they were killed. And some of these very, very tragically. So in reading these names and telling how they were killed, it brings to focus and say we are transgender people and we try and go about our lives and I work every single day. But we also have to be cautious of what we do and where we go and who we tell people. Because, you know, we could accidentally, you know, we could be that next person. So it's a very solemn occasion. It's something I wish I didn't do, but I do because I care about the people, the families and all who have lost loved ones who are trans or perceived transgender. And it's a very important piece of our work that we do every year.
Well, it sounds very important. Jamie Fawcett from the Tennessee Transgender Political Coalition, thank you for joining us today.
It was my pleasure, and I hope everybody spreads the word, and we have a really large crowd. We're hoping to, if we have to, overfill the church if we have to.
Yes, good luck with your dinner, and let's remind the listeners that Saturday, October 22nd at 6:30 at Holy Trinity Community Church, and you can certainly go on the website to find more information.
And then we also accept credit cards, too. You can go to our website, and you can go on PayPal or whatever, and we do accept credit cards. So you can go online, and it's easy. You don't have to mail, if you don't want to, mail any checks or money orders, but you can just go on our website and take care of it real, real easy. And it's only $25 a person. You get a fantastic dinner. You get maybe some other type of entertainment. We never know from time to time who may show up and play for us. And then also a great speaker, too. So it's a great evening that everybody should come out to.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you're here to tell us about it. Thanks for joining us, and please join us again next Saturday. Queer Talk Radio is produced by Joyce Arnold.